This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number if you'd like to join the conversation today. And we always enjoy hearing from you either by voice or email. And our email address is talk@talklouisiana.org. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. In studio is Gordon McKernan, who perhaps is the best-known lawyer in Louisiana. And he's done it through advertising. I think he would acknowledge that. His face is present in all kinds of places throughout the state and beyond. And he has been in the game for 28 years. And some, as we've noted in a discussion last week, some praise you for what you do and others castigate you. They don't like lawyers who advertise their wares. How do you respond to those who don't like this new world we have in which we see and lawyers on billboards, and hear them on the radio, see them on television? You're here, there, and everywhere, Gordon.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on this morning, Jim. And I apologize if in the past you extended an offer and I was not aware of it. And when I heard some dialogue about, hey, Gordon, why don't you come on the show?
You're here.
I welcome the opportunity to come and just visit with you. And, you know, I guess I don't let a whole lot of that bother me. I'm just trying to do what I can do, kind of where I'm planted in life. I'm going to try to do the best I can. By nature, I think I'm a very competitive person. And, you know, I'm just trying to exercise, I guess, my right to run a business, to advocate and advertise that business just like you'd have Cane's Chicken Fingers or McDonald's or a car dealership just announcing their services or products to the public. I tend to overdo things in life. There's a slogan kind of in my household: anything worth doing is worth overdoing. And whether it's I started running races and ended up running ultra marathon races up to 100 miles, or buy one billboard and buy a lot of billboards, I guess just my nature is to really go into something as hard as I can.
You run 100-mile races?
Not anymore. I ran my back out.
Okay.
But well, there was a time where I was running a lot.
Well, as you know, your colleague, if you will, Eric Gayrard, he has this fitness challenge, and you two have had a feud that's involved some litigation. Is this like a feud that's like World Wrestling Federation type, or is it real?
No. I wish Eric the best, and I hope that he has great success in his law practice. No, I don't think there's much to it.
But he's got the E guarantee. You've got the G guarantee.
We came to some guarantees. Yeah, we came to some resolutions on how he can use his phrase and how I can use get the G guarantee, my phrase. And it's all worked out. And like I said, I wish him the best.
And you didn't like it. And I must say, if I were in your shoes, I wouldn't like it either. You know, when you're made fun of, you want to kick the guys you know what. And he does his spot with a lawyer falling off a truck who looks a lot like you.
Yeah.
You didn't like that.
No, it was a clever concept. I give that. And I didn't pay it much attention until friends started calling and saying stuff. And then around the dinner table, when your son looks up at you and basically questions you and your manhood about, you're going to let him do that to you, Dad, that's really wrong. I guess at that point in time, it stirred something. I had to go set it straight and get him to remove that from the airwaves.
And your son is not quite as well known as you, but he's pretty well known, a two-time state champion quarterback at U-High, 26 straight wins to close his prep career. You went to U-High and were a two-time basketball champion.
That's right.
Okay, and he also was a soccer champ, right?
He was that.
And John Gordon McKernan is now at LSU.
He is. He has accepted a preferred walk-on from Coach Ogeron. He's really excited, and he's up early every morning, and he works out all through the day, and it's a lot. I didn't realize how much it would be, but he's really embraced it, and he's enjoying it so far.
And his grandfather was a quarterback at LSU.
Yeah, Jimmy Field, Coach is what we call him. He was an outstanding quarterback back in the day.
Led LSU to a victory over Texas in the Cotton Bowl many years ago.
He still talks about it often. Well, it's amazing he can remember the details of every game, but you know, he may not remember his wife's birthday or something.
Well, he was a fine public servant as a public service commissioner, and you know, fame has its rewards, and of course, it has some downturns as well, drawbacks. but you're now one of the best known people in Louisiana. Have you thought about getting into politics?
I've been approached many times about it through the years at different levels and by both parties. I'm kind of a man without a home when it comes to parties because I have a lot of very conservative views, but the Republican Party in Louisiana, by and large, is not very welcoming to an advertising injury lawyer. So it's kind of a hard fit for me. But my wife has really pleaded with me not to do that. So to honor her wishes, I've stayed out of it. But I like to be involved in politics.
But you don't rule it out down the line?
No, sir. I don't rule it out.
Well, Donald Trump was elected president in 2016 when he was 70. You're 52, I believe.
52, that's right.
So you've got you got a little time.
I wouldn't rule it out, but at this point in time, I'm enjoying being an empty nester now with my wife for 2 months since my son has graduated high school and enjoying this part of my life.
877-217-5757. Now, your father was one of these old-line attorneys. He probably didn't like lawyer advertising.
No.
But he was very good at what he did, never had trouble getting any clients, and he was highly respected, member of the LSU Board of Supervisors.
Yeah.
I remember he's the one who called LSU Twilight Zone on the Bayou.
That's right.
And he was right. Fine man. What do you think your dad's thinking from beyond right now about his son who's doing so well and doing it in a different way?
Yeah, I think he'd be proud, but I think you summed it up well. He was very generous to me in that he allowed me the opportunity when I saw the business of law shifting from the traditional law firms and who would obtain business based upon your past results. And I'd practiced with my dad. I had the good fortune to practice with him for almost 20 years. And you could see the actual business shifting. And I went to him and I said, like, either we have to change what we're doing and go down to a very small law firm, or we have to advertise. And he basically said, son, I've had my time. If that's what you want to do, I'll support it. And it wasn't without its anxiety and its troubles when we were first starting it out. But he was very generous in that respect. I think he'd be it would be incredulous to him thinking about how many staff we have, how many offices we have.
You do have a big operation.
Yeah, I think that would just blow his mind.
You open it up. How many staff members?
We just passed 200 employees.
200?
200.
200 employees. You claim, and I don't doubt you for a moment, that you've returned over $1 billion to clients.
Yeah, so when you take all the aggregate settlements that we've had and the individual settlements and some of the bigger class actions and mass torts, yeah, it's over $1 billion.
How much do you spend each year on advertising?
Not as much as I'm going to spend next year. That's probably a good way to say it, and it's probably a little bit out of balance going with my whatever I tend to do. Mm-hmm. I overdo it. But it's well into the eight figures.
Eight figures.
Yeah.
Eight figures.
10 million plus a year.
Ten million plus a year in advertising.
Easily.
So a lot of media outlets. And by the way, Gordon is not an underwriter on WRKF, but if he wishes to be, God bless him. But I'm sure they love you. They you're the man.
Well, I think we appreciate the relationship that we have between ourselves.
But when you see yourself, you're driving as I am, and I see you everywhere, good-looking guy, but after a while, I'm sure you probably think, wow, you know, I don't see myself in the mirror as much as I do on these billboards.
Yeah. It's a little surreal sometimes, and I just kind of smile, and I tend not to look at it. If I come on TV, I kind of turn and walk out the room sometimes just laughing at it. And a lot of times I think, man, my dad would be laughing at that, going, what are you doing, son?
877-217-5757 or talk at talklouisiana.org. John in Livingston. Hello, John. You're on Talk Louisiana with Gordon McKernan.
Good morning. I fully support Mr. McKernan's rights to be able to advertise and do the other things he does, but I'm a little puzzled about the religious element that he injects into his billboards. There's frequently scriptural references, and then the next billboard down the road might be vilifying the big trucks. So I'm wondering if Mr. McKernan had someone that had been hit by a large truck came to him for representation, and that large truck owner was a small businessman who was a Christian, maybe goes to church with Mr. McKernan. How does he square up the differences between the Christianity representing his clients and then possibly suing for large amounts of money, a small businessman who's also a Christian?
Yeah, that's a great question and something that I wrestled with as a Christian myself. You know, the scripture you're talking about comes from 1 Corinthians 6, and there are some prohibitions about, as a Christian, what you can do and cannot do. In fact, Jim, I brought you the book. There's a couple of books I brought you.
Okay.
Somewhere during my time as a lawyer,
he brought a whole bunch of things,
yeah,
by the way.
I started wrestling with some things as a Christian and wanted to use the platform that I had as a business owner and a lawyer and advertiser to outreach to the community. And do I need to go to, are we going to a break?
We're going to a break, but we'll let you pick up where you left off. And certainly we've got the opportunity for others to chime in if you so choose, 877-217-5757. And we will return with Gordon McKernan after this 90-second pause on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing, and your number, 877-217-5757. A bit more time with Gordon McKernan. Through the years, many have suggested we have him as a guest. Said, get Gordon, and Gordon obliged, and we're thankful he's in studio and ready to take on any questions that come his way. And a very pointed one from John in Livingston about your religious beliefs, which you make no hesitation about sharing, right. And I did not know until he handed me this book. He wrote a book called A Christian Dilemma, Suffer or Sue, Gordon McKernan. So you acknowledge there is an occasional dilemma in what you do.
Yeah, and there is, and I was trying to answer that for the caller. It's one of those things that I spent time with my pastor about. I started wrestling with it, ended up writing a book because it speaks to the heart of 1 Corinthians 6, where it talks about what Christians do when they're wronged by other Christians. And as a small business owner, and besides my law firm, I have several business interests and other small businesses, and I've been sued as well and understand what that can cause. But part of what I also do is that, you know, I wanted as a lawyer, mm-hmm. and as a Christian, to do more than just represent people and give them a check at the end of the day. So some years ago, when we're resolving our cases, we give some of this promotional products you have, and we also give Bibles. And it's interesting to see the effect it has on people that a lawyer would give them a Bible. And we've given out almost 50,000 Bibles in our time, and we'll continue to do that. But answering the question is, as a small business owner and having the religious billboards, and then you have the other billboards, I was spending a lot of money on billboards. And my marketing director, who's a Christian, I don't know, somewhere we started talking and said, it seems like we shouldn't be always spending money promoting ourselves. Why wouldn't we promote the gospel? And I started thinking of what I could do from a billboard perspective. And the Beatitudes, which are kind of universal, mm-hmm. wouldn't be offensive to a lot of people who are non-Christian, but at the same time, it'd be a great message. So we started putting up 10% of our billboard budget on these Bible verses. And it's been very interesting to see the reaction it's gotten from the public. Many people, like Jim, the caller, are perplexed by it. How can you sue and have the billboard? But the Bible speaks often of lawsuits and suing and judges and trials and things like that. So it's not against that. What you have to worry about is, what is the motive when you go into a suit and you're going to sue another Christian? That's where 1 Corinthians 6, and you go look mm-hmm. at Matthew and how to resolve these things. And that's why I wrote the book. Because I went to my pastor and said, Pastor, you know, as a Christian, what I'm doing, is it wrong? Is it anti-Christian? And he was like, no, you got to work through it. And so that's what this book was about.
Cindy in New Orleans. Hi, Cindy. You're on Talk Louisiana with Gordon McKernan.
Yes, I just want to know how you feel about how Louisiana has the second highest insurance rates in the country, and most of that has to do with the fact that lawyers like you can sue on just about anything to do with car wrecks and injuries and stuff when there's no limit and everything. How do you feel about that?
Well, of course, I wish our insurance rates were lower, and I think there are many factors that go into high insurance rates. And I wouldn't be truthful if I didn't think that our legal system has something to do with it. Of course it has to. I mean, that's one of the factors they're looking into it. But many other things, whether it's texting and driving or bad roads and things like that, you know, those affect it too. And I don't know if part of the question she's asking is, are these cases not worthwhile cases? Are they bad cases? And you just kind of sue for anything and get money. And as a lawyer who has to be a businessman as well, and remember, everything that we do when we represent people is on a contingency fee basis, meaning we don't get paid anything unless we're successful. And we oftentimes have to put large sums of money into these cases. In my law firm, we're not going to pursue any case that's not worthwhile, that's frivolous, or we don't believe has a meritorious aspect to it. Because why would I invest bad money into a case that's not going to be profitable? So we don't do that, and there are laws on the books in Louisiana against frivolous lawsuits, and you can get assessed with costs and things like that. But I think that, you know, Governor Edwards and the Commissioner of Insurance are trying to work on some ways to reduce insurance rates, and there's lots of ways they're doing it. We've had tort reform back in 1996, which was supposed to lower insurance rates, and it didn't.
Okay. Now, you mentioned billboards a few minutes ago, and there was a bill in the legislature that was defeated that was opposed by many, including a lot of trial lawyers, but others, that would have basically shut down billboard advertising within a few miles of your establishment. Did you think that was punitive, or was that potentially a good idea? What's your take on it?
Oh, I think they were targeting me and some other lawyers, but specifically me, because I have a large presence on billboards and specifically big truck billboards. And I was visiting with a representative yesterday, a state representative, at my office, and we got to talking about this discussion and future things. And I said, you know, the funny thing is if the truck drivers would slow down and obey the laws of the road, I'd be out of business on trucking cases. All they have to do is drive safer. Then there would be no trucking cases. And it was interesting to me that rather than focus attention on their safety and their driving habits, they focused attention on my constitutional First Amendment right to free speech and to put a billboard up. It was really interesting.
And it didn't go very far in
the
legislature.
No, it didn't.
Pam in Westminster, you're on with Gordon McKernan. Hi, Pam.
Hey, this is Pam Bartlett. I live in the Westminster subdivision, and you're building a new office at the end of our street. And the remodeling and updating is lovely. And my concern, and I appreciate that, my concern and question, though, is about the signage. I know you say you like to do things over the top. And my concern is there's going to be a big G, a big neon G with, you know, flashing arrows or billboards at the very entrance to our neighborhood. And I would, of course, prefer it to be a little more subdued.
Well, I appreciate that sentiment. And, yeah, I do like to overdo things, but I also like to try to keep within decorum of good taste. And I have to look at where I am. So, no, there won't be any over-the-top big G rotating things or neon lights. There's just going to be a simple, you know, monument sign at the street and then our name on the building. So you can rest assured that'll be fine.
Thank you for calling, Pam. 877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org. We still have a bit more time with Gordon McKernan. Jim in Denham Springs. Hi, Jim. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hi. Well, I hope I can be coherent here, but this is something that's kind of close to what I think about too much. Louisiana, yeah, the second highest auto insurance rates in the country. And Mr. McKernan is contributing to that. Who pays when somebody gets a big settlement? The insurance rate payers, you know? I got an old 171,000-mile truck that I got to pay $240 a month to the minimum insurance in this state, which is really a joke. It won't cover anything if I have a mishap. So,
all right. I want Gordon to respond before we go to the break. Thank you for calling, Jim. Gordon?
Yeah, it's obvious that your callers are in line with this as I am. I think the insurance rates are too high in this state. And I do think, and I think that it was recommended at the legislature this year, but was not undertaken to create a task force or something where both sides can come together and try to figure out some things that we can do. I'm in favor of lowering insurance rate, and I think the governor had said had they brought a bill which was tied to rate reduction, a specific rate reduction for tort reform on specific measures that he could accomplish, then he would sign it. But they were never able to come together on some measures to do that.
David in Lafayette says, I was in Gordon's American History class with a Mrs. Travis. I think he is a necessary resource because insurance would run us over. I wish I'd found someone like him when I had a severe reaction to a drug. And then he says, I wonder if he's returned $1 billion to clients, what does he keep? And that came up last week. Isn't the standard one-third? Isn't that basically
it? The standard is one-third. And we oftentimes reduce our fees to help clients. We're never going to take more of the clients. And just yesterday, for example, there was a client wanted a little bit more. And there's round numbers sometimes in people's heads that they want. And so I walked in, reduced those fees, and gave them more. So oftentimes it's a third, but we're more like 31, 32% a lot of times across the board.
877-217-5757. We'll spend a bit more time with Gordon McKernan, perhaps the best-known lawyer in Louisiana and certainly one of the best-known people in our state. And this is your opportunity to visit with him right here. Send us an email if you so choose to talk at talklouisiana.org. We pause now for the news with the impeccable Karen Henderson here on WRKM.
So typically on...
This is Jib Inkster. Pleased to have you with us for Talk Louisiana. A few more minutes with Gordon McKernan. 877-217-5757 to talk to the advertising lawyer. And as we've noted in discussions over the last week, E. Eric Gayrard was on. Some people believe that lawyer advertising is fine. Others say there's a line that should not be crossed. If you hear underwriting announcements on this station, you know that they're generally sedate, to the point, no calls to action, no phone numbers. And that's why a lot of people like Gordon McKernan choose to they go elsewhere because they push those phone numbers. And your number, I suspect, this is a pretty easy one to remember. And a lot of eights, if I remember correctly.
Yes, that's right.
And some others have other numbers that are in sync as well. But Gordon's done this well. 28 years in the business. What year exactly was it that you started this route, that you said that you put your first ad up?
I think that would be 2007, late 2007.
So it's been quite a 12-year ride.
It has.
And over $10 million a year in advertising. Donna in Pierre Part. Donna, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Donnie, I'm sorry. Donnie, you're on with Gordon McKernan. Are you there, Donnie? Okay, let's keep him and see if we can get him back. And while we're doing that, we'll go to Richard on I-10. Richard, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Richard.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Good morning, Gordon. Look, I'm not upset as a moderate conservative, if you will. This is free enterprise and best practice. And here's a man with lots of competition and cashing in and utilizing all of his resources to keep his business profitable. And I can't get upset with it. I understand people's frustration, and it sucks that, this gentleman right here trying to make a buck is becoming the scapegoat for it. Let's produce some legislation to better insurance rates and not argue about the people trying to help out everyday Americans.
Thank you, Richard. And your response, obviously there are other reasons for high insurance rates, but do we have more accidents because maybe we have poor drivers? What's the catalyst for this?
Well, I do think the statistics bear out that in Louisiana, our roads and our actual drivers are inferior or lower than other states, and that does affect our insurance rates. And then the actual rating and how insurance companies are rating people is starting to become under scrutiny. For example, it was learned this legislative session that insurance companies will rate people higher and charge them a higher premium if they're lower income, right? Widows, for example, have a widow tax. So some of the ways that insurance companies have figured out rates unknown to us are starting to come out, and I think that would be a wonderful thing for the Commissioner of Insurance and a governor, a bipartisan task force to look into. It's you're not sure what's really in the soup and how they rate things.
Mm-hmm. I suspect your son has a high insurance rate just because he's an 18-year-old kid.
He does.
A boy.
It is, and fortunately there are no wrecks on his record, and we pay a decent amount in insurance as well.
But if he were to get into a wreck, the rates would go off the chart, wouldn't they?
They would go up.
877-217-5757. Some people waiting in line to talk with Gordon McKernan, Jeremy in Denham Springs. Hi, Jeremy. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Jim. I'm a recent law school graduate, currently getting ready for the bar exam in about 10 days, not that I'm counting, but calling on behalf of some law school students, current law school students and myself, people who have recently graduated and are getting into law. What sort of advice would your caller or would your guest have for people interested more in the business of law than the practice of law? I'll take my answer off there.
Yeah, that's a great question. I had no background in business. I have a liberal arts degree, right? Concentrate in English. And it's a learning lesson as you get into the actual business side of law, and I still learn every day and make mistakes every day. I've started myself just trying to attend various courses and seminars and read business books that I think that are geared towards how to run a better law practice. At the end of the day, the best thing you can do is serve your clients and represent your clients. And that is the single best business advice and law advice I can give you. It's at the end of the day, protect the clients, their rights, serve them well, and do right by them. And if you do those things, everything else will fall into practice. But you're welcome to call my office and come by and visit. I'd be happy to meet with you. I'll have to do that. People will drop by, law students and other people, and just give whatever advice I can.
All right. And Barbara Clark, the underwriting director at WRKF, has corrected me, as she should have. I should have known better. Underwriting announcements do have phone numbers. You just can't ask them to call that phone number, but they do have phone numbers. And thank you, Barbara. Let's try Donnie and Pierre Part well, again. Donnie, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Yeah, I'm calling about insurance rates, Gordon. Everything that you're doing is affecting the trucking industry's insurance rates. There's nothing good coming out of Louisiana's insurance because of the things that y'all are doing. I can't find a decent rated insurance.
So I assume you're a trucker, and I'm not being a trucker myself. I don't know about placing insurance, but I do have lots of friends who own trucking companies and are truckers, and they're still placing the insurance in it. As I mentioned earlier, when I was speaking with a potential candidate, and he was asking me about these insurance rates and how high they are and about the truckers, I replied again, if truckers will drive safely and carefully, rates will go down. I would go out of business. I mean, if the trucking cases and the insurance companies took care of people, and rather than try and delay and deny like they do, literally all the advertising lawyers would go out of business.
Well, insurance companies often have large, nice buildings, too. Mm-hmm. So it's an industry as well. So we have two thriving industries who are battling for you know what. 877-217-5757. Chuck and Scott. Chuck, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. I don't know where to start with this topic. I'm so emotional about it. But first of all, I do everything I can to avoid all the what I call lawsuit lawyer ads on TV by recording and just zipping through them. My daughter is a lawyer, so I'm not against lawyers. But my second point is, how many uninsured motorists do we have, and what percentage of the accidents are they actually causing and never receiving any repercussions? Because I'm sure the lawyers don't go after people without insurance.
Right, that's a good point. Obviously, if there's not insurance and ability to recover from the other side, then those cases are typically not pursued. You could pursue it against the individual, right, and get a judgment against them, but we tend not to do that at my law firm. From what I recall, the stats that I've seen, it's about 15 to 17% of our population is uninsured in the state.
Uninsured drivers. So
correct.
We're talking about a good amount of people. That would be potentially 1 million drivers, potentially. But believe it or not, and I saw some stats recently, Louisiana is not wildly off the national average.
No.
There are uninsured drivers in a lot of other places as well. Gaston in Highland. Gaston, you're on with Gordon McKernan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to make a little statement. I appreciate you getting on the air. I do want to ask you one question because I've been thinking about your ads. I see a lot. I want to make a little quick statement is that we probably have some crappy drivers in Louisiana, but in general, we just have a not so efficient infrastructure for moving people. They keep adding lanes to the highways and all that. But so if we had a better, you know, say a train that would take people from New Orleans to Lake Charles, I'm sure Houston would get on it, and so would Tallahassee. But aside from, and then you know, the intricacies beside that. But Gordon, I love your ads. They're cool. I like when you see, you know, people poop yourself or whatever. But this is my question. When you decide you had enough of that lawsuit stuff, and I'm not really against lawyers or insurance companies. I'm against both of them because I have to work for a living, labor. Regardless, what are you going to do after you finish being a lawyer when you get sick of seeing your face on the interstate? What are you?
Yeah. Well, I haven't really thought about that. I'm 52 and try to take care of myself. And who knows, my son or one of my daughters who's still in school may come practice with me. One of my daughters actually is working. So I haven't given that much thought, but I'm going to try to work hard for another 8 or 10 years and then around age 60 start evaluating life and what God would have me do at that point in time, whether I work more or philanthropy
run for
office. I'm not sure.
You're in the G's. So.
I am the G's. That's right.
Governor Gordon. Bill Huey says, please ask Gordon what pro bono work his firm does.
Yeah. So we have pro bono aspects in many forms. The first thing we do is oftentimes when people come to us and they're upside down in a case or they're not going to receive money because the liens are too high, we'll reduce our fees. Like I said, our fee average is not a third. It's much lower than that just because we're oftentimes giving back and cutting fees. We also do have our lawyers participate in different pro bono projects with the various bar associations throughout the state.
Bicycles. Another listener asks about this bicycle project you have. You have donated a lot of bicycles to underprivileged kids, and that's certainly a noble endeavor. And if you're into physical fitness, it's very good in that realm as well.
Yeah, we started doing that a number of years ago, and now do that throughout the state. I think last year we gave almost 500 bicycles away around the state over a several day period.
That's very good. So at age 52, you say you're going to spend more in advertising next year and probably the year after that more, and it works. It's as I stated last week with Mr. Gayrard, people may complain about lawyer advertising the same way they do about negative political advertising, but generally it works. You wouldn't have that many people walking through the doors, let's face it, unless you were making this push.
I agree.
Well, Gordon, thank you, and best of luck to you. And another listener asked where they could get your book. He actually has two books, but the one that I mentioned is called A Christian Dilemma, Suffer or Sue.
That's
somebody
right.
Wants to peruse a copy. What should they do?
Yeah, they can contact my office, and we'll mail it to them, or they're welcome to drop by. We do have a lot of people just
they
drop by.
They should use that number with all those eights?
Oh, that eight number will work.
That eight number, a lot of eights in a row, and you can get Gordon. So thank you, Gordon McKernan. Appreciate it. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.